Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the worship. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Bless this service this morning. And everyone who has come. Father, we ask that no one person who is here today will return back the same way they have come. Let today mark a turning point for somebody. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. The God before whom you can be naked and not be ashamed is meeting you at the point of your need today. And we shall not leave here the same way we have come. In the name of Jesus. Would you help me look at your friend left or right and just welcome to the service? In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. I welcome everyone here this morning to this seventh day of our mid-year fast. Can you give the Lord a shout of victory? And also this seventh week of our 7 weeks of revival. Give the Lord a big shout of praise. 7 weeks of glory and power. I believe that this double seven will produce drastic results in our lives. In the name of Jesus. We are in this month of prayer where we are stepping into authority, dominion at the frequency of prayer. And this morning, we are going to be looking at the subject of the dynamics of prayer. And like we did last month, it's not just going to be theory, but also theory and the practical, the principles and the practice. So we shall endeavor to see if we can take a little time to pray, even though we've taken so much time with the testimonies. The dynamics of prayer, part 1, and Hebrews chapter 11, and in verse 6, the Bible said, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." At the place of prayer, as part of seeking him, them that diligently seek him. Our objective this morning is understanding the factors or forces that make prayer both operational and resultful. What is the basis of the operation of prayer? What is the basis of our results in prayer? The factors that make prayer both, as we deal on the dynamics of prayer, what makes prayer, what forces, what factors makes prayer operational? What factors give motion to prayer? What are the factors that makes prayer resultful? By way of introduction, it's important to know that prayer is not just a routine religious activity with no expected or measurable result. It's not a routine religious activity. There are people who think that prayer is just something you do religiously. It's an activity you do. You don't need to expect so much out of it, but just because of your religion, you have to pray. No, prayer is not just a routine religious activity with no expected or measurable result. Secondly, prayer is not just a spiritual or psychological exercise aimed at just calming the soul. No, it's not just
a spiritual or psychological exercise that is aimed at some people say, let me just go and do some prayer so I can come. Not necessarily. It's not just that. Prayer is dynamic. Prayer is forceful. I believe it was James chapter 5 and in verse 16-17 that said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A translation, I believe that was the Amplified Classic, says the continued heartfelt prayer of the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. So prayer has dynamism, is dynamic and can have tremendous power. And it is that dynamism that we are looking at right now. What is it that makes prayer effective? What is it that makes prayer operational? What is it that gives motion to prayer? Now I'm going to look at five platforms, five grounds that makes prayer functional and that makes prayer effective. Number one, prayer is established on the basis of functional relationship between man and God. It's established on the basis of functional relationship between man and God. Functional relationship between man and God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, he said, when thou pray then in this way, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 9 again, King James Version. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So relationship is the first foundation, is the first thing that makes prayer functional, that makes prayer resultful. A functional relationship between man and God. The principle here is that relationship comes before requests. You make requests on the basis of relationship. You don't just see anyone on the road and request things from them. You don't make requests where there is no relationship. You make requests because there is a relationship. I was in a wedding yesterday in a Catholic church. How did I go to this wedding? I am the chancellor of the Methodist University, that is the Wesley University in Nigeria, and the vice chancellor's son is wedding. And he said to me, my son is wedding and I would like you to be there. I said, I am fasting. We are fasting and praying for 7 days. But I'll give consideration and see what happens. And I gave the consideration. Humble man, always there. He could move me out of a tight schedule to sit in the church there for almost 1.5 hours. Are you following what I'm saying? Nobody will see me on the road and say, my son is wedding. But there is a relationship. And he was saying it trepidatiously. If I say I won't come, he will understand. But there is a relationship. I went there. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Relationship is the basis where request is made. So the stronger the relationship, the bolder the request. If my relationship with my wife is strong, and it is very, very strong, requests are bold. My children don't need to beg, they are bold. When they need it, they are bold because of the strength of relationship. In the same manner, if our relationship with God, the stronger the relationship you have with God, the bolder the request you will make. I went to Port Harcourt last year for a crusade. And as we landed at the airport, the first crusade of the year, the airport was trying to welcome us with rain. And that was the evening of the crusade. Cloud is very, very thick. I said, wow, this is the first crusade of the year. I have been in crusades before where rain fell. But this one is the first one of the year. Is this how the year is going to be set? Is this the pattern for the year? Cloud gathered thick. I went to the hotel. And I looked at opened the window. I looked. My wife said, what are you seeing? I said, I'm looking at the cloud. And I'm telling God, if this rain falls, sir, I will consider that you don't want us to hold crusade this year.
I will take it that that is what you are saying. My wife said, are you threatening God? I said, no. We are just agreeing on something. Thick cloud. Not a drop. Not one drop. Show us the clip again. And then on our way out, that was the altar call. On our way out, then the rain let loose, like angrily. Relationship is the basis. Prayer is established on the ground of relationship. Number two, prayer is established on the platform of God's promises to his people. What he promised. We gain boldness at the place of prayer because God said, I will do this or I will do that. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 all the way to verse 4, the Bible said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The promises of God. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and in verse 2, the Bible said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So there are promises that God has made, and we stand on those promises at the place of prayer. If you remember the prayer that Elijah prayed, Elijah told God, he said, hear me, O God, that all these people may know that I have done all these things at thy word. That was 1 Kings chapter 18, I believe, verse 36 or thereabout. I have done all these things at thy word. I am not just trying to act. I am doing something based on what you promised. Verse 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God and hast turned their heart back again. Verse 38. Okay, verse 35. Start the previous verse. 6. Right. And let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. So this is what I'll say. The promises of God are the premises of prayer. The promises are the premises. When you are inside his promises, you are in the premises. You step from the promises into the platform of prayer. The clearer the promises are to you, the stronger will your prayer life be. The clearer the promises are to you, the stronger your prayer life be. So, everyone who must pray and pray very, very effectively and very, very solidly must be in the premises of the word. He said, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Hosea chapter 14 and verse 2. Look for the promises, gather them and turn to the Lord. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. And turn to the Lord. Take with you the words, his promises, and turn to him. That was number two. If we are going to pray, it's established. Our prayer dynamic is established on the platform of God's promises to his people. Number three, prayer is established on the reality. Now note this now. Reality, reliability, dependability, and trustworthiness of God. Prayer is established on the reality, the reliability, the dependability, and the trustworthiness of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that is coming to God must believe that there is a God
in the first place. And that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. To pray effectively, you must believe that God is real. You must believe that, you must know that God is reliable. You must know that God is dependable. And you must know that God is trustworthy. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18, 16 to 18. It says, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. God is reliable. God is dependable. God will not lie. God cannot lie. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 said it. In the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie, which God that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God that cannot lie. God that cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken? Will he not make it good? That God is real. That God is reliable. That God is dependable. That God is trustworthy. Is a platform for prayer. If your prayers are not yet answered yet, hold on. It must be answered. God is real. God is reliable. God is dependable. And God is trustworthy. That man, that woman said they did 7 IVFs. The other one did numberless and countless. The outcome of that one in Enugu was triplets. I believe that God is about to visit somebody here. You believe that? Say loud, amen. Number 4, prayer is established on the basis of the knowledge of the almightiness and omnipotence of God. Omnipotence. Almightiness and omnipotence. Omnipotence of God. The meaning is that God can do all things. That God is not bankrupt of power or might. The almightiness of God. We are not serving a God who is weak and whimpering. We are not serving a God who is begging or apologizing to get things done. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17 and verse 27. Jeremiah 32, 17. They say, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out them, and there is nothing too hard for thee. You made the heavens and the earth. You made the heavens and the earth. There's nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah 32, 17. Jeremiah 32, 27 now. He said, I am the Lord. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? The answer is a capital no. There is nothing too hard. The almightiness of God, the omnipotence of God is the basis of our prayer. Matthew 19:27. I grew up as a child of God, very, very fascinated with the power of God. It's just my fascination. How powerful God is. The fact that God can do anything. Mark 19:27, was that? Alright. Did I say Mark or Matthew? Was that Matthew 19:27? Alright. Look at Mark 10:27. Mark 10:27, he said, and Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. What is the meaning of that? There is no situation that is beyond the scope of God's possibility. No situation is beyond the scope of God's possibility. There is no situation that is beyond the scope of God's power. God is never bankrupt of power. No situation is beyond the scope of God's possibility. No situation is beyond the scope of God's power. That is what it means. Our prayer is dynamic when we know that we are dealing with a God of all possibilities. We are dealing with an omnipotent God, almighty. We are dealing with such a God. Prayer is established on the platform of the knowledge of the almightiness of God. And number 5, prayer is established, now this is very, very important, on the basis of our knowledge of the love, goodness, and benevolence of God.
The knowledge of God's goodness, the knowledge of God's benevolence, the knowledge of God's love, goodness, and benevolence. That is, God is love, and love gives. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. God is love, and love gives. God is love, and love does not withhold. Love is kind. Love is generous. Matthew chapter 7 verse 11. The Bible said, if ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Love is God. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God does not have love, he is love. Not just that he has love, he is love himself. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to verse 32. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with the same son freely give us all things? Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. I have said five things as the platforms for our prayer dynamic. Number one, that prayer is established on the basis of a functional relationship between man and God. Number two, that prayer is established on the platform of God's promises to his people. The more of it, the more detailed you know of his promises, the more forceful your prayer. Number three, that prayer is established on the reality, reliability, dependability, and trustworthiness of God. Reality, reliability, dependability, and trustworthiness of God. Number four, that prayer is established on the basis of the knowledge of the almightiness and omnipotence of God. The almightiness and the omnipotence. God is a mighty. Finally, it's established on the basis of our knowledge of the love, goodness, and benevolence of God. Love, goodness, and benevolence of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. This is my counsel. My counsel is twofold. Number one, determine to approach prayer on solid grounds, not just on religious grounds. Solid grounds. We are standing on solid ground. On solid grounds. On holy grounds. On solid grounds. Let prayer be established on solid grounds. Relationship. You know the you are standing on the premises of his promise. You are you know that God is too loving to fail you. On solid grounds, not on religious grounds. And number two, the same thing. Determine to approach prayer on solid grounds and not on the grounds of sentiments. Sentiments is, oh Lord, I've been in this church, everybody has left me behind, why is my case like this? That's just normal sentiments. On the grounds, solid grounds, and not sentimental. This morning, I welcome somebody, first of all, into relationship with God. At the end of this service, I'm going to give a call for those who need relationship with Jesus. I'm going to do that. But before then, we are going to step into praying. We are going to pray right now. I told you we are going to do the principles, and then I'm going to take the prayers. We are going to do the principles, and then we are going to do the practice. We are in a 24-hour prayer chain.
It is called Operation Rescue, Restore, and Revive the Nation. We are rescuing our nation from killers, from bandits, from terrorists, from headsmen. And the prayers are being answered like fire. We are restoring the original glory of our nation. The kind of glory that made them in the early 80s to honor Nigeria, even in the UK. You come with pounds. I mean, you come with Naira. They rush it because it was stronger than their currency. Restore the glory of the nation. And revive with fire. And many of you believe in the greatness of Nigeria. Nigeria is one of the greatest nations on the earth. If things are working well. Someone says that they are telling everybody, leave our country, go to your country. That in some countries, if all Nigerians leave, there may be collapse in certain sectors. There may be collapse in certain sectors. The best paid neurosurgeon in America a few years ago, brain surgeon about $1 million per annum, was a Nigerian man in the state of Connecticut. A Nigerian man from the East. This man seated right here, Mr. Commissioner Festus, from Britain, a Nigerian, Kembusoe Festus, the first black man to be Commissioner of Police and Crimes in the United Kingdom. First one. That is of any black person. Not just African. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is, we are everywhere around the world. You understand what it means for a person from Nigeria that is meant to be suspected to be the one in charge of crime in the whole of the UK as commissioner of police. Which means we have people in the military and paramilitary sector solving the problem of other nations that can neatly and tidily solve the problems of our nation. If there is a will for something to be done, stand up on your feet, people. From year of 2020 to 2024, we have 103 countries already joining the prayers, and people are praying all around the world. And I want you to pray with passion. I want you to pray with fire. We are not bankrupt of talent. We are not bankrupt of human resources. We are not. He's on television almost every week, talking crime and talking things permanently in the UK. There, various channels. I mean, do you understand? We are not bankrupt of solution. We are solving. I was talking to a Nigerian man yesterday, a few days ago, a Christian billionaire, and he's telling me how they positioned leaders in four nations of the earth. In the Americas. You were hearing us when we were talking. Say, that president, we position him. That one, we position him. That one, we position him. From here. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But answer is coming. Answer is coming. God is giving us answers. We are going to start praying for our nation, for the church, the body of Christ. The church using this church as a point of contact, and then proceeding to praying. Take 2 minutes per prayer point, and we're going to start with your preservation, your protection. We see a ravaging rampage of the enemy. When that lady was testifying, Dr. Mr. Nature told me another blood transfusion reaction again. Went to visit somebody in this tour we did yesterday. A wife of someone is in another church, but related with us, and he's also a minister in another church. Wife was just giving blood transfusion reaction. The end was death. There seemed to be a plague of premature cutting off of people this season.
But we are arresting that agenda of hell.
Amen.
So we have five prayer points that we're going to take very, very rapidly. And I'd like you to pray with all the fire you possess. Hosea chapter 13 and in verse 14. Read together, I want to go. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Oh death, I will be thy plagues. Oh grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be healed from my heart. Lift your voice and say, you see, I will deal with death. Lift your voice and say, let me say, Father, we break every curse of strange diseases, cancers, or terminal ailments among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people. Globally, Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Father, we break every curse. Every curse of strange diseases, every curse of cancer, every curse of terminal diseases among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people in the name of Jesus. Pray, Mahashata. Father, we take authority. We break every curse of strange diseases, the curse of cancer, the curse of terminal ailments among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we break every curse of strange diseases, every curse of cancer, every curse of terminal ailments among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, pray, Father, we break every curse of strange diseases, cancer, or terminal ailments from among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death from among your people. Ikashara, pray in the name of Jesus. We break every curse of strange diseases, cancer, or terminal ailments from among your people. We arrest the spirit of sudden, untimely death, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 17. We have the forces of the Antichrist bent on undermining the church, push false narratives and misrepresent what God does in our generation. And we have the power to break them. Read with me, let's go. One to go. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against his judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness is of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah, Matthew 16, 18 to 19. Matthew, want to go? And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father, we take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church in this hour. We nullify the agenda of misrepresentation. Neutralize their devices of falsehood and scatter their conspiracies and gang ups in this season in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, we take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church in this hour. We nullify their agenda of misrepresentation. We neutralize their devices of falsehood and scatter their conspiracies and gang ups in this season in the name of Jesus. Pray! Father, we take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church of Jesus, against this church in this hour. We nullify the agenda of misrepresentation, neutralize their devices of falsehood, and scatter their conspiracies and candles in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church in this hour. We nullify the agenda of misrepresentation, neutralize their devices of falsehood, and scatter their conspiracies and candles in this season. In the name of Jesus, Father, we take authority over the agenda of the Antichrist against the church of this hour, against this church. We nullify their agenda of misrepresentation, neutralize their devices of falsehood, and scatter their conspiracies and gang ups in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus. of Jesus. Amen. Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 11a. And you overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Genesis chapter 4, verse 11. God is cursing Cain. Look at what he said. And now, art thou cursed on the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from the earth. Every killer is cursed from the earth. Cursed from the earth.
Amen.
Cursed from the earth.
Amen.
And Numbers 26 and in verse 10. Numbers 26, verse 10. And the earth, everyone read one to go. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah. When that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men and they became a sign. All the killers in our nation will become signs.
Amen.
That there is still a God on the throne.
Amen.
We ask that the earth will first reject them.
Amen.
Then open their mouth and swallow them.
Amen.
The earth has a mouth.
Yes.
Lift your voice and say after me. Say, Father,
Father,
we neutralize the diabolic power.
See,
most of them go out with diabolism. And most of the things they do most times is blood sacrifice. Not just killing people, but sacrificing blood to strange altars. Want to neutralize that sacrifice.
Amen.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
we neutralize
the diabolic powers of the wicked terrorists, kidnappers, bandits, and headsmen. By the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the earth of our nation will first reject them and then swallow them out of sight. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Father, we neutralize the diabolic powers of the wicked terrorists, the kidnappers, the bandits, the headsmen, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that the earth of our nation will first reject them and then swallow them out of sight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we neutralize the diabolic powers of the wicked terrorists, the wicked kidnappers, the wicked bandits, the wicked headsmen, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that the earth of our nation will first reject them and then swallow them out of sight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you neutralize the diabolic powers of the wicked terrorists, the kidnappers, the bandits, the henchmen, by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that the earth of our nation will first reject them and then swallow them out of sight. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We are going to also destroy the diabolic powers of political leaders.
Amen.
Right? There is a lot of diabolism, and I don't want to go into details. A lot, I mean, everyone who is in this nation knows the level of diabolic operations. At a point, it was as if a whole nation was bewitched. Right? Corporate and national bewitchment. But it will not be business as usual.
Amen.
We have a 24-hour prayer chain now. It will not be business for the devil as usual. It will not be business for witches and wizards as usual. It will not be business for occult powers as usual. It will not be business for wicked political leaders as usual. Psalm 97 and in verse 3. Look at what he said. One to go. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, we set on fire every witchcraft, occult, or diabolic altar manipulating the destiny of our nation. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize their blood sacrifices by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we decree confusion in the camp of the evil and wicked leadership in our nation. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Father, we set on fire every witchcraft, every occultist, every diabolic altar manipulating the destiny of our nation. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize their blood sacrifices by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree confusion in the camp of evil and wicked anointed leadership in our nation. Ikopata sadaya. Lata sete sete sidi. Rakote sete sete sidi. Rata sata lada vada vada vada. Keda da sada glaga da hara to sada. Reta ka sete fada glaga da glaga da hara si. Reta sete sete sina glaga da hara daya. Rata sata glaga da vada hasa. Pala na gaya ta sada vila vada vada vada. Reta sata. We set on fire every witchcraft, occult or diabolic altar, manipulating the destiny of our nation. In the name of Jesus, we neutralize their blood sacrifices by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree confusion in the camp of the evil and in the camp of evil and wicked leaders in our nation. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Acts chapter 9, verse 34 to verse 35. Want to read? In it, Jesus Christ make a thee whole. Arise and make thy bed, and he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. One miracle, one manifestation of God turned two cities to God. One manifestation of God. We are asking at this moment, Father, give us manifestations that will turn whole nations, whole cities. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for the manifestations of your power and presence through this altar that will compel the submission and surrender of whole cities, territories, and nations, including our own nation, in revival unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask for the manifestation of your power and presence through this altar that will compel the submission and surrender of whole cities, territories, and nations, including our nation, unto you in revival, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, we ask for the manifestation of your power, your presence through this altar that will compel the submission. We ask for the manifestation of your power, your presence, through this altar that will compel the submission and surrender of whole cities, of whole territories, of whole nations, including our nation, in revival, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the manifestation of your power and of your presence through this altar that will compel the submission and surrender of whole cities, territories, nations, including our own nation, in revival, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You believe God heard and answered us, say a loud amen.
Amen.
Wave your hands and give him a loud shout of amen. Hallelujah.